Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
See, he's my Nick guy. He was our Nick guy. He is now my Nick guy. I love him. I love his work on SNY. You know, not a sensationalist, not a drama queen. Gets out there, does real reporting. If he doesn't know, he doesn't make it up. But a lot of times he does know, and I want to chat about the Knicks with him now. Ian Begley, SNY. Ian, what's going on, buddy? Welcome back to the show.
BT, what's happening, my friend? Always great to be with you. Hey, before you ask me a question, I want to give you a bald-faced truth, and that's you and Sal are great New York sports voices, necessary voices, and I love and appreciate you guys, and it always meant something to me to be on with you guys, and I'll definitely follow both of you wherever you end up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this guy's going into the old BT and Sal bits, bull face. I mean, that is just well done. That's why you're a journalist, bro. Words make sense. You play off them well. Really, hey, thank you from both of us. Thank you very much, man. That means a lot. All right, so here we are. The Cup tonight. Knicks are playing well. 5 straight wins, 9 of 10, over 120 a night, top scoring team of the Eastern Conference. First of all, before we think where we think they could go big picture, did you warm up to the Cup? I mean, are you okay with the Cup now? Where do you stand on this NBA Cup?
Look, anytime games are being played and players are taking them seriously and guys are competing, I am all for that. I like the money aspect. I like the idea that, you know, guys at the end of the roster can, you know, double their salary, and these guys, video coordinators, assistant coaches and such, will get more money too if they win this thing. So I do like the monetary aspect. I'm into it. The banner is where I have an issue. There is no way on God's green earth this banner should be hung in Madison Square Garden. In those rafters, in that building, BT, no way. No way.
Amen, but the NBA makes you. So what the Knicks need to do once they win, because we will win tonight, they got to make sure they put that somewhere other than the dusty 1973 banner. You cannot put it up there. That is sacrilegious. Can't do it.
No, you can't. And then, black thing is, I was talking to Hoff about it. Put it in the practice facility. That counts,
go.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy. Fine.
Put it in the press room. Who cares who sees it?
Yes, I would be embarrassed, though, for the Knicks and the Garden if it was up there.
Yeah, but hold on a second. It's not the Knicks' fault. The NBA's making them do it, right?
I mean, I guess.
I think it's an NBA mandate. I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Nick owner James Dolan has not been shy about going against the NBA in the past.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is one of those times we want him to do that, go against the NBA. All right, so the Knicks are playing well. You know, they've had some injuries a little bit, nothing crazy, knock on wood, nothing catastrophic, but obviously Cat didn't enter the season in great health. You know, he was a little bit jacked up. Obviously Jalen was jacked up, OG with the hamstring. They're looking better and better and more in tune with what Brown is asking them, demanding them to do. And it seems like there's been, and Jalen spoke about this the other day, it seems like there's been now a bit of a shift where they kind of wanted to do what Brown was telling them to do, but now based on how Brown addressed them recently, now they're focused on doing what he is imploring them to do. I think they've grown as a team. Can you sense that as well?
I do, especially, you know, you look at the offense and you look at the success that they're having. And I also look, you know, post-game locker room, these guys look settled, look happy as the year has gone on. Carl Anthony Towns was not comfortable in his role early on. He was vocal about that. He said he didn't know what his role was going to be. Guys were finding their way. Josh Hart coming off the bench in an honest moment, I think he'd tell you he wasn't thrilled about that, but he would do whatever it takes for the team to win. So Mike Brown kind of sorts through all that, gets Josh Hart in the starting lineup, and they've really taken off. And I think anytime you have the success that they're having, you're going to trust in a system. And I think you just see the scoring kind of balanced out a little bit more, and Jalen Brunson still such an elite scorer, such a threat. But the shot attempts and the offense, it seems to be a little more varied this year than past years.
I would agree. Talking to Ian Begley, of course, SNY, BT on the Fan here. So, but they're not perfect, as we know. They're when Mitchell's not on the court, they're a little vulnerable inside because Cat is a slow defender. And out of a little light behind the point. Now, listen, I like Kolek. I've seen him play for a long time, going back to his days at Marquette against St. John's. I like he's getting a little more rope lately, but we know they're going to upgrade that. What is their trust in the point guard spot right now behind Brunson?
The thing that I had heard for a while now, going back to even training camp, and I don't think it has changed, is like they want a veteran point guard. There's people within that organization who want a veteran point guard behind Brunson, somebody you could put in there, you know, 10 minutes. Even the playoffs, the player would not get a ton of minutes, but just somebody you know who could come in and run an offense and be consistent. And, you know, Tyler Kolek, I think he's had great moments recently. I would be surprised, though, if that changed the Knicks' overall thinking on the backup guard spot and where they want to go there. Because remember, BT, they had Malcolm Brogdon in training camp, kind of penciled in as in that role. So I think they're still looking to fill it. I talked about Jose Alvarado over on SNY. I was talking about him as a target for the Knicks. I'm sure they're looking at other players as well. I would think Schroeder is on their radar, but the idea to trade for a backup guard, I do think that's still in play.
What about CP3?
The thing is, if he wasn't playing for the Clippers, right? Mm-hmm. Can he help the Knicks on the floor? I mean, no disrespect, Hall of Famer.
I'm with you. I don't want
these ties to Leon Rose, but I don't see how he would help them.
I don't really want him. I don't want him. I think he's too slow. He'd be a turnstile on defense to get right by him. And I feel like he's, I don't want to call him a malcontent because I think that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's unfair, but you know, there's been some flare-ups wherever he's been the last few trips. We don't need that here. We got good chemistry.
Yeah, and I asked after the Clippers and him had their divorce, and I was told no, and nothing's happening there. And I don't have any reason to think that they've come off of that. So we'll see where it goes, but I don't think it'll be Chris Paul as the answer to that backup guard spot.
I'm with you. All right, so the Pistons got off to a blazing start. Knicks are still second in the conference. We all remember that really tough. As I expected, I knew the Pistons were going to be tough last year. I knew the Knicks would win, but I didn't think it would be a cakewalk, and it wasn't. They're not physically afraid. How much better have they gotten from last year, the Pistons?
I mean, they look great. It's just Cade Cunningham, to me, taking another step. And probably blasphemous to say it on this radio station at this time, but at some point in the next year or two, it's going to be not obvious, but a strong debate. Who's the best point guard in the East? Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham. And that's no slight to Brunson at all. It's just what Cade Cunningham can do, the trajectory that he's on, the idea that he has his team playing so well. This team doesn't have Malik Beasley, the best shooter in the league last year, and they're still humming along. And it's a credit to Cade, and it's a credit to J.B. Bickerstaff and the group.
He's doing a great job. You still there, Beggs? I want to make sure you didn't drop. You got us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, thanks. Sir.
Yep. So that's the Pistons. The antithesis would be the Heat, who right now are, what, ninth or tenth in the conference. So you never rule them out because Pat Riley is slick and Spo is a stud and he got some good talent. You know, the Giannis, we got to get the Giannis here. The Giannis possibility to the Knicks, he's going to get traded, I would imagine. So, I mean, I would worry about Miami being a real threat. First of all, start with the probability of Giannis being traded this season.
Before the deadline, I think it is probably, I would go, I don't know, what do you say? Less likely than likely. I don't know what percentage you would put that on.
30-70?
I say that because, Yeah, I only say that because it is hard to get a deal done like that in season. All the moving parts and everything that Milwaukee is trying to do. You're seeing a few reports about the Bucks trying to go take a big swing at the deadline and do whatever they have to keep Giannis there. I'd be surprised if that materialized. But even then, can Giannis make his way to his preferred destination? It has been New York. Does he decide he's got to open it up because it's hard to get to New York? Does he decide then Miami? Either way, I just think a deal of that magnitude is more likely to happen in the offseason than in season, unless Giannis decides to be the bad guy and make things really uncomfortable and force his way out. That's not a part of his MO. That hasn't been him since he's been in the league. So that's why I put that percentage on it, BT. More likely after the season.
Yeah, I mean, and even if it is, you know, during, after, I mean, the Knicks would have to give up pretty much whatever they have remaining in terms of draft equity, which is not a ton because Bridges got that, and a ton of useful players. I mean, McBride's a given, and of course, big contracts, OG, Bridges, one of the two, maybe both. I don't want to say I don't know that it's worth it, but I don't know that it's the layup that some people think it is, right?
It's tough because, especially the way the team's playing right now, you know, we talked about it earlier, they look good. They look good.
Yeah.
So if they were middling, if they were, you know, a couple games over 500, losing games they shouldn't lose, you make an easy case to go after Giannis. But this group, the way it's currently constituted, is on an upward trajectory. So it is a big risk. I don't see a scenario where you look at a trade, a realistic trade, and you say to yourself, oh my God, the Knicks definitely championship contenders. They're winning the title with Giannis because, as you said, they're going to have to give up a lot, whether it's Karl Anthony Towns, whether it's one of the wings, obviously Miles McBride. And so it's not an easy deal to make by any stretch of the imagination.
So last one, Ian Begley, of course, Begs here on The Fan, SNY. He's been doing a great job for them for a long time. One of the good guys in the business, too. So Ian, the Karl Anthony Towns stuff, let me finish with this. You know, I catch a little bit of heat for this. That's fine. I believe what I believe. I know he's good. I know. But his flaws, number one, they annoy me. And number two, they worry me. Like, and you could, you know, like the sloppy move to the rim with the arms flailing, the offensive fouls, like getting pushed out of the post by guys he should just be burying and stepping on and dunking on. Again, I know he's a good enough player to get you to 50-something wins and be one of the best teams in the conference. I don't have the faith that he could play 2 months elite, efficient basketball required to be one of the centerpieces on a championship team. Is that unfair?
I don't think it's unfair because we haven't seen that specific scenario from Karl Anthony Towns yet. I think it's fair to question it. I think more recently with Towns, especially on offense, it seems like he's found spots. He and the Knicks have found spots where he can be effective and can be comfortable. I think the fouls, the little cheapies, have always been an issue here in New York. If you get that out of his diet, maybe it's a different dynamic. And I'll say this, you know, defensively, you look at him, you look at Jalen Brunson. Brunson gives you everything he has, but just I think both of those guys you could say are substandard defenders. So when you have two of those guys in your starting lineup, how do you make up for it with Hart and Anobi and Bridges? I think that's the best thing that they can do as currently situated. But I will say I think Towns, particularly defending the pick and roll a little bit lately, has shown you something else, and he could defend the rim. But that being said, BT, I don't see how does this team beat OKC? I mean, that's what we're really talking about, right?
Yeah,
we're talking about a championship. How do they beat OKC?
They wouldn't. And, you know, and listen, there are certain deficiencies that players overcome, right, as they get a little deeper into their careers. You bring up the cheap fouls with Cat. The reason why I don't think that's ever going to change, it's not so much even a recognition thing. It's a lack of athleticism that gets him in bad spots, and he's got to reach. And when you're, let's face it, he moves slow. And when you're a bit of a plotter, even just watching him get up the court after a basket, it's like, man, he's just moving in slow-mo. So I don't think the cheap fouls will ever go away because he's not going to get faster. He's only going to get slower as he gets older.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I mean, it makes sense.
No?
I guess, you know, Mike Brown preaches, you know, play with your chest, specifically, you know, on the perimeter. And then so that they preach the technique. he's talked to Towns about both the fouls and also talking to the refs after non-calls. And, yeah, both of those things on the surface seem correctable, but maybe, as you point out, with the fouls, maybe it's just not something that can ever go the other way.
Hey, man, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I said I got to talk some Knicks before I finish this up, and I got to get Ian on. So I appreciate you carving out some time. I said what I I meant what I said at the top about, you know, your journalistic integrity and how you cover the sport and, you know, how you're reliable. So I've always enjoyed reading you. I even going back to the old station, I've always enjoyed having you on. Class act, buddy. So thanks for hopping on today.
Hey, BT, that means the world, brother. Really, really appreciate it and look forward to what you got going on next. And I will be right there listening wherever it is. And always, always, always great to be on with you.
I get you on as a guest. Forget about listening. I'll get you on as a guest. No doubt, buddy. Thanks, dude.
Let's do it.
All right, man. Let's go. All right. There you go. Good cat. There's so much nonsense out there. Honestly, if I could just take a sledgehammer to the entire existence of social media, unless you're posting something to raise money for charity, I would just get rid of it entirely. I can't stand it. It's a necessary evil, like, you know, to get the word out there for the BT and Sal live show. That's, you know, that's where it's good. But like the irresponsibility with journalism and just, you know, lifting stories from other people. And I forget, I'm not even talking about the bullying. I'm not even going to get into that now, which is a massive, massive issue. But it's just been hijacked. It's not a lot you could trust out there. I trust Ian. He's a good guy, and he's good, and he loves covering the Knicks, and I love following him. All right, so we'll talk a little Knicks to wrap it up. Yankees, get back to that conversation to start the show. Dude, whatever you want to talk about. I got today, I got tomorrow, I got Friday. If there's something you want to get in, get it in. 888-808-1019, BT on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.